Okay.
Tell me about what you brought.
My grandfather was W.W. Park, okay. who referred to himself as a house builder.
Okay.
However, he built a lot more than houses. For instance, he built schools.
Okay.
And more schools. And more and houses. He built a lot of houses on Yates Street on the riverside. The ones on the other side predated him. Schools. Now let's get down to what you're really interested in. And this building he built.
Wow. That's incredible.
Now my father was, when my father was in university, he used to spend his summer photographing grandpa's work. As you can see, I got like lots of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Father Coughlin's house. Any rate, he built a lot of houses that at the time were quite spectacular.
Yeah.
Any rate, this is the building he built. There's the inside.
Look at that, wow.
Now, when I leapt out of the ceiling, as I told you,
yes.
they put a false ceiling in. And it may still be there, I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
We went around the side and we crawled along these until we got to the center. And then at the appropriate time, when the crowd were ready for it, a number of us rappelled out of the roof onto the floor. Grandpa built it, but oddly enough, my father worked on it.
Oh, okay.
So, and he tells me that this ceiling is made out of this roof is made out of 2x4s. And he told me how many carloads, and he was talking about railway cars, how many carloads came up here, piled with 2x4s, and to build it, they laid them on edge. You know, you would lay a 2x4 like this. Well, these are like this on edge. One, and another, thousands and thousands and thousands of them to give it a lot of strength. Now, obviously this is old. Another picture of the inside. That's my grandfather, W.W. Park, William Wilson Park. And the other chap is Bill Newman,
okay.
Newman Brothers Construction Company.
Oh.
Now, Grandpa also built the, according to family legend, Grandpa built the downtown Y
okay.
that was taken down about 10, 15 years ago.
Wow.
But it turns out that he probably didn't.
Okay.
Why? Because he was head of the building committee, and as my uncle told me once, under no circumstances would Bill award the job to himself as head of the building committee. He used to say to me, everything I own is for sale, except my name. He would never sully his name. So it was probably Newman Brother that built it. This building, in the family, we refer to this as Grandpa building this building. Can I tell you for absolutely certain who was the contractor and who was the subcontractor? No.
Okay.
No, I can't. I can only tell you that the family history is that Grandpa built it and Bill Newman worked on it as well and his construction company. No, that's not Bill Newman. This is him here.
Okay.
That would be one of the superintendents. Now, Grandpa's two superintendents were both gays, and that's neither one of them, so I can't tell you who that is. Sorry, again?
When is that photo from? What's the date?
I think, is it from here? I think it says 1938 at the top on the black paper.
Well, 38 is definitely when it was built, but this is a different piece of paper than these.
Yeah.
And it also has a watermark. So I don't know where it came from, so I can't tell you.
No, that's okay. I would say, I'm very curious. This building seems interesting. I also want to hear a bit about your time performing in here. You did talk about the jumping through the ceiling. But I'd like to hear a bit more about that as well.
You would you? Well, how do I tell you about jumping through the ceiling? When I finished high school at Lakeport, I lost my mind, decided I wanted to be a Marine, packed a suitcase, and went to England and joined the Royal Marines. At the time and now, they are considered to be one of the world's premier military forces. When I came back here, just about at the same time that I started on the force, police forces around the country realized that they needed a SWAT team, if you will, although we called ours the Emergency Task Unit. My chief of police at the time had been a Spitfire pilot during the Second World War and a Brit, and I guess he recognized in me that at some time or another I'd trained a whole lot of people to do some very foolish things. And so I basically, along with a number of others, by the way, it wasn't all me, built the Emergency Task Unit from nothing to what it is today.
Wow.
About 1975 or six, he decided that we needed a band, and so we formed a police pipe band.
Okay.
Still going today.
Wow.
And we used this building. We used this building for the first 3 or 4 years for a tattoo.
Okay.
Military music, marching, displays. And part of the display that we decided on was that the emergency task force at the appropriate time would rappel out of the ceiling. And so we did. And while we were doing that, the guys drove in with the trucks and we put on a display. And that was what that was all for. As far as this building is concerned, there's not much more I can tell you, really.